Ain't got to worry about it when it's God's word, because God's word is true, just as God is himself. We'll be in, as I said, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses. I know I got 16 and 17 on there, but we're going to start with verse 14 and read those two. 14 through 17 in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, Lord, we thank you for your presence being here today. God, as always, I pray to the Lord because I know that the devil is real. And God, I pray that you would defeat him today, as already been prayed about. Lord, that you would bind him up and cast him outside this service, the Lord. As Adam has already said, he is not welcome here, and we claim it in the name of Jesus, the Lord, that he is bind up and put in his place, the Lord, and that the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God will have freedom to move in our hearts and in our lives, the Lord. God, I pray that as we open up your word, it is your word, God, as we're going to understand and realize today what your word says. And God, I pray that you anoint the reading of your word today, that God, your word would go forward, that it accomplish what you please it and you will it to do, that God, we will be changed individuals, we'll be different when we leave here today, because our hearts are open, our minds are open, our ears are open, our eyes are open to receive your word, God, and to apply your word to our life. Don't just be hearers of it, but be doers of it, the Lord. May you convict us where we need convicting at, God. May your word say what like it says in Hebrews, that it cuts, the Lord, and it pierces asunder. It cuts down to the bone and to the marrow, God, and to the heart. God, I pray for your conviction today of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, that God, you will convict us, the Lord, as I said, what we need convicting, that God, we'll be challenged in your word, the Lord, as we read it, that we will apply it. God, your scripture, your word, God, it's worth applying. It's worth reading. It's worth heeding to. And God, may we hear what you have to say to our hearts today. God, bless the reading of your word. Anoint the reading of your word. God, hide me behind the cross of Calvary. Fill me with the words that you desire me to say. God, give me freedom to deliver your word today, God, that we can, that it would lodge in our hearts and lodge in our minds, that we could take it with us, God, when we leave this place, that we will be, as I said, changed individuals, God. God, help. Lord, fill this place with your presence today. God, we're going to thank you for what you're going to do. God, we look for you to save souls and to change hearts and change lives and reclaim those, God. Revive us, renew us, God. Give us a fresh insight on you. And God, we're just going to thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 and 17 says this, But continue. Are you listening to me today? Are you hearing me? Have you heard God's word since you've been here at Crossroad Community Church?
Amen.
Have you heard God's word since you've been in the presence of God at Crossroad Community Church?
Amen.
Have you heard the words preached to you? Have you heard the word taught to you? Have you seen it on the board so that you can read it and understand it and hear it and apply it? Are you with me this morning?
Amen.
You've heard it, right? Here he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, or even since you've been here, the Holy Scripture has been taught, which are able to make thee what? Wise unto salvation, through faith with which is in who? Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, the Word, will make thee wise unto salvation. It will make you wise in your life. It will help you to live wise in your choices and in your decisions that you make for the Lord. Wise unto salvation through what? Faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God. And is what? Profitable. It means it has a profit to you, your life, and my life. It is giving for us that we can profit in that. Are you with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Profitable. I'm going to teach to you again today. I'm going to slow it up a little bit. I want you to get this message and get the word. Are you with me?
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
Are you allowing your heart to be open today? Amen. The words are on the board for us up on PowerPoint. All Scripture is given by what?
Inspiration.
inspiration of God and is what? Profitable for doctrine. That's for teaching us. For reproof. That's correcting us when we need correction. Amen. Amen. His word will let us know if we're living a life that is pleasing to Him or if we're not living a life that's pleasing to Him. Are you listening to me today? Amen. Amen. And understand there's consequences to sin. Amen. All through the Bible, God left His word for us to understand. You just recall the children of Israel and all that they went through. It's for profitable, for doctrine, for reproof, and for what? Correction. Oh, only one of you got that. The rest of you are afraid to say it. Amen, oh me.
Amen.
For correction. For what? Instruction. Are you willing to open your mind this morning and say amen?
Amen?
Are you willing to open your heart this morning and say amen?
Amen?
Are you willing to receive the instruction from God's word this morning and say amen?
Amen?
Only a few of you are saying it. I'm watching you and looking at you. I'm looking. It's God's word, amen?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Still only a few of you. That's amazing. It's amazing I can sit up here and ask for your response, and you sit there just like this. That's amazing to me. Hey, I can make you mad or not. I really don't care. I'm preaching God's word. Amen?
Amen.
Whether you agree with it or not, it's on you. But if I was you, I'd heed to what God's word says. Amen. Are you willing to open up your mind? Say amen.
Amen.
Are you willing to open up your heart? Say amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to God's word this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Are you willing to open up your heart this morning and say amen?
Amen.
Amazing. Y'all got it on the first time. Are you willing to listen to what God's word has to say?
Amen.
Are you willing to open up your mind and heart and receive what God wants to give you today?
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
All scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God. And is what? Profitable for doctrine. That means it's gonna profit your life and my life if we heed to it. Amen.
Amen.
It's profitable. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. Profitable for doctrine. For what?
Reproof.
Yeah, see, I lose you every time. It's for what?
Reproof.
Reproof. It's for what?
Reproof.
Amen. And for what?
Reproof.
Correction. For what? Reproof. Instruction in righteousness. That the man of God, the woman of God, the child of God may be what?
Perfect.
Perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Are you with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Number one, if you're taking notes, we can trust God's word to be true. You can trust God's word to be true. When you go back again, and I'm going to recap on these verses, it says in verse 14, but what? Continue, but what?
Continue,
but what? Continue. Does that mean stop?
No.
Does that mean what do we have to do in our lives? We have to continuously be in a mode of prayer. We have to continuously live a life that is pleasing and honoring to the Lord. We have to continuously be in His Word, studying His Word, understanding what His Word says, to live in our lives, to live a pleasing life to Him. Listen, I preach nothing more than God's Word. Take God's Word for what His Word says. Heed to it and apply it. It's His Word. I stand by it. I preach His Word. I'm not going to stray away from it. And I'm going to live by His Word. And as long as you're in here, you're going to abide by it and live by it too. Amen. Oh me. Amen.
Amen.
Leaders in this church, listen to me. God has instructions for you and me in how to live our lives. Christian brothers, sisters in this church, God has instructions for you and me in how to live our lives. It's plain as day in the Word of God. We're going to heed to it. We're going to apply it and live by it. And God's going to do some amazing things in your life and my life. It's His Word. It is profitable for you and for me if we stand by it and we do it. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. There's a difference, my friend. You need to learn them in the Word of God. There's a difference. You don't need to learn them anywhere else but in God's Word, and apply it in God's Word. Apply God's Word. And if you're being taught by somebody, be taught from somebody that is applying God's Word, that is reading God's Word, that is teaching you God's Word. Because there's a lot of things that you can be told that don't line up with God's Word. Line it up with God's Word. Apply God's Word. But continue, he says, continue in the things thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. It says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee what? Wise unto salvation through what? Faith that is in Christ Jesus. When you get into verses 16 and following, as I said, if you're taking notes, we can trust God's Word to be true. God's Word is true, my friends. You don't have to worry about it. It says all Scripture in 16. All Scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God. And of God, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God's Word, like God Himself, is unique, my friend. God is unique. God is eternal, and His Word stands forever. God is eternal, and His Word stands forever. In Isaiah 40, in verse 8, it goes to say, the grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the Word of God, what? Shall stand forever. My friend, listen to me. You got to stand for something or you're going to fall. And my friend, it comes time to stand up for the Word of God. And it might not always be popular to stand up for God's Word. It might not always be popular. People might not always want to hear it. They might, in fact, they might reject it and try to justify things. But my friend, there is no rejecting the Word of God or justifying life when it's matched up with the Word of God. Right. There is no doing it. It's God's Word. The grass will flee, the flower will fade away, but the Word of God shall stand forever. It's the Word of God that's going to stand the test of times. It's the Word of God that's going to last in your life and my life. Are you listening? Say amen. Amen. Is your mind open? Say amen. Is your heart open? Say amen. Amen. It's God's Word that will stand forever. Say it shall stand forever. It shall stand forever. When you take a stand on God's Word, it will last forever. And it might not be popular and it might make some people mad. But my friend, don't stray away from the Word of God. God will deal with them individuals. God will deal with those people, because there's people all through the world, my friend, that are trying to justify the way they live life. But my friend, God's Bible and God's Word is plain as day how your life and my life should be lived. Amen. His Word shall stand forever. His Word shall stand forever. Oh, listen to me. God does not change His Word, just as God does not change Himself. God's Word doesn't change. 2 Peter 1 and verse 20 through 21. 2 Peter 1, verse 20 through 21 says this: knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Verse 21 goes on and tells us where it comes from. No private interpretation. Is that thing stuck up there? It tells us, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not, are you with me? Came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It came as no private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. God, come down and breathe upon us, Lord. Come down and move upon your people. Let your power and your presence of the Holy Spirit of God move in us. Breathe in us. Some of us need to come alive in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let Him move in us. Let Him work in us. Some of us are afraid that the Holy Ghost would take over in us, and we might say amen. Some of us are afraid that if the Holy Spirit come over and took over of us, we just might praise the Lord. Amen. Some people are afraid that the Holy Spirit taking over, you might throw your hands up in the air and wave them and say, praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Let him come on. Amen. Fill this place with your presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Let him work and move in your life. Let him work and move in your life. Oh, if we let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God work and move in our life, it might just change some things. Oh, the Baptist faith and message states that the Holy Bible was written by men who were divinely influenced. It is a perfect treasure of divine teaching. God is the author and it is truth. Without any mistakes, it is. Its substance is truth. It is without errant. It is without mistake. You can trust God's word. The scripture is completely true. We can trust God's word to be true in whatever situation that we face in life. Whether it's big or small, whether it's positive or negative, there are no shortages of counsel available to you and me in the word of God. There are no shortages of counsel available to you and me in the Word of God. You need to seek God. You need to trust Him. Continue in the things which thou hast learned, in the things which thou hast been taught. Continue to grow in them things. Continue to gain wisdom. It leads in being wise unto salvation. Continue in the doctrine of the things that I have taught, the things that we have learned. Oh, listen to me. No matter how big, no matter how small, no positive, no negative, it doesn't matter. God's word is full of counsel for you and me and how we should live our lives and how we should direct our lives. One of my favorite verses, my friend, is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I know you all should be able to quote it by now. Trust what? In the Lord with what? All thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding. And it goes on to say in verse 6, in all thy ways, what? Acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. My friend, continue in the things that thou hast been taught and learned. Continue in that. It will make one wise unto salvation. Take His word for what it says. If you need counsel, get in God's word. The book is full of counsel in how you and I are to live our life. It's full of counsel in His word. Open it up. Read it and apply it. God's word is true, my friend. We need to trust it, accept it. He goes on to tell us, my friend, in 16, if you're taking notes, we can trust God's word to affect our lives. Amen. We can trust His word to affect our lives. He goes on to say, and it is profitable for doctrine. He goes on to say, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Paul says that God's word, my friend, is not only trustworthy, but it's profitable. It's not only trustworthy, but it's profitable. What kind of profit does God's word bring? The Bible teacher, commentator Warren Wiersbe puts it this way. God's word is profitable for doctrine. That means it's profitable for what's right. He goes on to say, for reproof, it's profitable for reproof. That means for what is not right. He goes on to say, for correction, that's how to get right. He goes on to say, and for instruction in righteousness, that's how to stay right. Amen. Amen. It's not just a part of the Word of God that is profitable, but it's all of the Word of God that is profitable. It's everything from cover to cover, from beginning to the end. God's Word is profitable and can be profitable to your life and my life, and to keep us in the right line for Him if we will live our lives for Him. If we will allow the doctrine, if we will allow the reproof, if we allow the correction, if we allow the instruction of righteousness to be a part of our lives, God will work in amazing ways in your life and my life. He goes on to tell us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, how to live life and what He's required of there. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you what? Present your bodies a living sacrifice. And I stop right there and say, why did He say present your body a living sacrifice? Because y'all are breathing and alive and well in here this morning. Amen. And we're to present our bodies to Christ, a living sacrifice. Holy, holy, say holy.
Holy.
Say a living sacrifice.
Living sacrifice.
a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Only one or two of you said it. That's amazing. That's amazing. Are you with me this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
This is time of interaction with you and me. Are you with me?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
It says that you present your bodies what? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is? Are you with me this morning?
Amen.
Do you understand what God's requiring of you and me? To present our bodies a living sacrifice. He goes on to say in verse 2. He goes on to say, and be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. Be not what? Conformed to this world. But be ye what? Transformed. Transformed by the renewing of what? Your mind. That you may prove what is what? Good. And what? Acceptable. And? Will of God. Good, acceptable, perfect will of God. That's amazing. Are you with me?
Amen.
Are you with me? Renewing God, will you please transform our lives?
Amen.
God, this morning, will you transform our minds? God, would you transform our bodies this morning? God, transform more than anything our heart, God. Transform our heart today, God. God, we don't want to be conformed to this world. But God, we want to be transformed into your image. Be conformed into you, God. God, reform us, transform our mind, that we may prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. God, I want your will, your perfect will be done in my life. But God, you got to transform me. God, you got to transform me. God, you are the potter. I am the clay. God, I'm going to allow you to transform and mold my life in your image today. God, transform me. Are you with me this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen to me. He tells me in Psalm 24, in Psalms 24, in 1 through 6, he goes and tells us in Psalms 24, in verses 1 through 6, he says this, says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And the world that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the sea. And what? Established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his what? Holy place. He that hath what? Clean hands. Heart. Hath not lifted up a soul unto vanity. Nor sworn deceitfully. He that hath clean hands. God, give us clean hands in verse 4. God, give us clean hands. God, give us a pure heart. God, give us a pure heart today. He goes on to say in verse 5, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from God of his salvation. And verse 6 says this, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek the face, O Jacob, Selah, the God of Jacob. Folks, will you pray today that God gives you clean hands? God gives you a pure heart. God gives you a face that seeks the God of Jacob. Gives us a face. You know, Deuteronomy 10, 12 and 13. Deuteronomy 10, 12 and 13 says, and now Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. He goes on to verse 13. It says, and to keep his commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command thee this day for what? Thy good. For thy good. Oh, God, give us clean hands. Give us a pure heart. God, let us look at your doctrine. God, let us see that it is profitable for doctrine. God, let us see for reproof. Let us see for correction. God, let us see for instruction in righteousness. That, God, your word is profitable to us. God, if we would just get in your word. God, if we would just read your word. God, if we would just apply your word. God, your word is profitable to us. God, you want to do amazing things in our lives if we open up our hearts and open up our minds and receive your word. God, it can be profitable to us. God, your word is full of instruction. God is full of counsel. God is full of everything that we have need of in our lives. God, teach us. God, correct us. God, reprove us. God, instruct us. Are you allowing God's Word to have a lasting effect on your life this morning? Yes. Are you allowing God's Word to have a lasting effect in your life? Yes. If not, pray that God will help you read His Word and apply what you're reading. Yes. Last thing, we can trust God to prepare us for our mission. Verse 17 says that the man of God may be what? Verse 17, what does he say? That the man of God may be what? Perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That the man of God be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Paul says that the word of God is bringing about this profit in our lives. Profit serves as a purpose. Profit in our lives, it serves as a purpose. The purpose is to ensure that the man of God, by the extension of God's word, can live a complete and perfect and equipped life for Him. Live a complete, a perfect, and an equipped life for Him. God's word is what He's saying. That God's word, that it is complete, that He equips us. That means that you and I won't have a lack for nothing. A lack for nothing. Our soul and our bodies and our minds, we have a lack for nothing. If we take God's word and apply God's word and read God's word and understand what God's word is saying to your heart and my heart, understanding that God wants a relationship with you and me, understanding that God's word is full of counsel and direction for our lives, understand that we can trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, all the ways and knowledge Him, and He to direct our path. His word is full of direction for you and me. How it can make disciples. He goes on to tell us in Matthew 28, in verse 18 and 20, he said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He said in verse 19, and go ye therefore, and what? Teach all nations. God's word is for correction, for reproof, for instruction, for training in righteousness, that a man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto good works for Him. He said, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He goes on to say in verse 20, and what? Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever of what? Commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always. And say, lo, I'm with you always. I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Amen. God wants to be with you and with me. Yes. He wants to be with us always, amen, even unto the end of the world. Yes. My friend, how are we making Jesus feel in the house? He lives within us if we're saved and a child of God. And how does He feel? How does He feel inside of us? How does He feel? We seek to live as growing disciples ourselves so that we can make disciples of others, so that we can teach them and make disciples of others. Oh, listen, this is the instructions that we're to follow by the Lord. Oh, listen, are we doing what Christ requires us to do? Are we taking His word? As He said in verses 14 and following, but continue. Yes. Continue. I urge you, continue. Continue in what you have learned. Continue in what Brother Bill has spoke about at this church. Continue in what Brother Leroy has spoke about. Continue in what I spoke about. Yes. Continue in them things which thou hast learned, which you talk about in Sunday school and your discussions and on Wednesday nights. Continue in thou that hast learned, assured of, knowing in whom thou hast learned them, and from a child that has known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, to make you wise, not only in the salvation, but how to live a life that's pleasing and honoring to the Lord. Amen. Life. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes. And my friend, then we'll be able to do what Psalms 24 says and pray to God, give us clean hands. Yes. God, give us pure hearts. Yes. God, give us a mind and a face and a body that seeks the God of Jacob. Yes. God, help us. Yes. God, what do you require of us, God? To love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our might, with all our strength. To keep your commandments and your statutes. To love thy neighbor as thyself. God, your word is full of counsel and instructions. May we apply it. May we apply it. May we be encouraged to do it. May we be encouraged to hear it. Did you hear God's word this morning?
Amen.
Did you open up your heart to receive God's word this morning?
Amen.
Did you read God's word with me and for yourself this morning?
Amen.
Did you receive it this morning?
Amen.
Will you apply it? Not just today, but for all eternity. Say amen.
Amen.
God, people, listen. It's time we do business with the Lord.